before we get started, it is kedai to note that the Badei HaShulchan, Rafaival Cohen, Zichrono Livracha, passed away yesterday fairly suddenly. And as people have been learning Badei HaShulchan all year, and as we continue to learn Badei HaShulchan, you know, we should have a unique appreciation for the magnitude of that loss. I never met Rafaival. I once asked a shaila to him through someone else, because we had a whole discussion in the Vadakashrus. I got all upset about the fact that the candy stores were selling candy dishes that needed to be toveled and weren't toveled, and they were already pre-filled with candy, and they were fancy dishes, not like packaging that you just throw out, like a Hellman's mayonnaise jar or something, or a pickle jar that you would just throw out after using. So I thought, I wasn't sure what the heter was. So I made a little tumult, and ultimately Rafaival backed me up. I don't think anything changed, but you know. Rafaival was a huge prosaic, and obviously what he did for the learning of Yerodeya. I don't know of how many other Sfarim outside of Shalat Shuvah Sfarim, like Igros Moshe and Yabia Omer and the like. I don't know how many halachas Sfarim have been written in the last 50 years that would rival the impact of Badei HaShulchan. I don't know if there are any. Maybe I'm just not thinking of them, but that would rival the impact of Badei HaShulchan. It's just overwhelming. I mean, every yeshiva, when you learn for Smicha, when you learn Yerodeya, you don't move without Rafaival. You don't move without the Badei HaShulchan. So it's a very what he contributed is incredible. I opened up the Badei HaShulchan this morning to look at the Michtav, the Haskama from Rav Huttner, Zichrono Livracha, and this volume of Badei HaShulchan was apparently published in Tavshin Mem, which is 1980, which would have made Rafaival younger than I am now, right, in his early 40s. And Rav Huttner refers back to a Haskama that he wrote to an earlier Sefer that Rafaival wrote in Tavshin Chav Zayin, which would have put Rafaival at around the age of 30. And at that age, Rav Huttner said about him, Elef nechnasim lemikra ve'echad yotzei lahora'a, that there are 1,000 people that come to learn, and only one of them ultimately is going to become a great posek. Va'alecha ani meid, but I can be meid about you, says Rav Huttner. Ki gam b'sha'a she'nechnasta beina elef, even when you first came in among the 1,000, kevar hayisa ha'echad, you already were the Echad. Asher kol ro'echa hikirucha kidl gadl shel hara nutzarta, that anyone who saw you knew that you were going to be a great posek. Already when you were when you first came into the yeshiva, you were such a mitzuyan and such a clear thinker that it was obvious who among the elef was going to be the great posek. And this is what Rav Huttner wrote to him when he was 30 years old, that his nevuah had come true, you know, that Rafaival would become a great posek. Then Rav Huttner continues in the letter, and he says that there are two types of yitzira in psak halacha. He says that there are two elements of psak halacha for a person to be creative and to create a sense of arriving at a proper psak. He says that there's what he calls maisa bereishis and maisa merkava. If you're used to Rav Huttner's style, this is probably easier to read than it is for me, but it's Rav Huttner had a very different style, very unique style of expressing himself. So he says, Maisa Bereishis of Halacha Lamaisa is Lemarot Kol Hasibuchim, the Kol Histaufus Shel Hametzius, that despite all of the confounding things and all of the developments in the Metzius, Himkulim Niskarim Biskira Achas Hanavas Mereishis Nekudas Halacha Shebekra Adin, you're able to sort of pinpoint what the nekuda of the halacha is, and you're able to get through all of the mess, get through all of the distractions, in order to be able to find that nekuda pnimis of what the halacha is, what the yisod of the halacha is. That's what he calls maisa bereishis. And he says, vilu maisa merkava of psak halacha is to be laharkiv es nekuda satamtis shalikra din al pnei hashikulim hashonim hasher stav shalmtzims, to be able to take that clear understanding of halacha and then know how to apply it to all of the changing metzius and to all of the other factors that then need to be incorporated into bringing that that core value of halacha down to lemaisa. So he says, now it's true, he writes, Rav Huttner writes, that you've accomplished this incredible thing, and it's true, lekach notzarta, that it's obvious that this is what you were born to do, meaning this is so obvious, so obviously what you were created to do, and therefore you might wonder why I'm praising you. You're just doing what God put you on this earth to do. You were given this unique kalach of psak halacha, avul mu'atim heim hazochem lahotzi lepoel in yanim shemotziyam notzar ba'avuram. He says, but how many people actually accomplish on this earth what they were meant to do? And here you did. You accomplished on this earth exactly what you were meant to do. Ashrecha v'ashrei chelkecha shezechisa lezeh ba'odcha b'yimei ha'shachris. That how fortunate you are that in your early 40s we can say about you that God put you on this earth to accomplish a mission, and you can report back that your mission was accomplished. I don't know, if I'm revival right now, I'm bringing this with me up to the gates, you know, up to Shemayim, and saying, you put me on this earth for a mission, Rav Huttner's made on me, that I fulfilled the mission that you put me on this earth to do. And this was the Balei Shulchan Yidvar, you were on Basa B'Chalav, and Tevila, and others. And then he continued, his son is continuing that mission, Rav Binyamin is continuing with the Chalkas Binyamin, with all, and writing a Choshen Mishpat, and other parts of, excuse me, of Yoredeya. You could see that Rav Feivel was someone who didn't just happen to collect a lot of Mar Mekomos on areas of halacha, but he took the halacha, he weighed every halacha so seriously. You see how he works it through in the Biurim, how he weighed every hachra'ah so seriously. He took everything, you know, not just like, oh, you know, throw together a bunch of Mar Mekomos. He really, really, so much so, Rav Willick told me this morning, Rav Willick said he saw Rav Feivel a few weeks ago. There was a Hachnasa Sefer Torah and Rabbi Akiva Willick Shul in Woodmere, and Rabbi Willick was there, and Rav Feivel came in from Lakewood. I guess he was close with the family that was dedicating the Sefer Torah, and he said, he asked Rav Feivel how he's doing, and Rav Feivel said, I'm not the same. He said, I don't feel right, I don't feel good, so I stopped writing in halacha. That I'm only writing, you know, drushas and things like that. Meaning, he said he looked good, he sounded good. You talked to him in learning, he sounded sharp, but like when a person's brain is like this extremely high-functioning, well-oiled machine that's trained to work in a certain way, when it's even slightly off-kilter, when it's just slightly not what it used to be, he already had a sense that, meaning he took halacha so seriously, and the responsibility to be machriya in halacha so seriously that he said, I can't write in halacha at this point. Now mind you, he died very suddenly. I'm sure whatever he would have been producing in the last year in halacha would be better than, you know, what many others are, myself included, are producing in the world of halacha. But he was an achrayus, and it was something that that he wanted to make sure. He was presenting a perfect product when presenting the halacha. So it's such a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael and for the, I guess, community of halacha, for the Lomdei Torah, and for those particularly who learn halacha and who learn halacha seriously. And his tzava was that there shouldn't be any hespedim for him, and he just wanted that they should learn Badei HaShulchan on on the Yom HaPtira, and on his Yartzeit, that people should always learn Badei HaShulchan. So I think it's kedai. We're going to learn Badei HaShulchan anyway throughout the whole year, but maybe let's just try to make a b'li neder, a commitment that when we go through a sugya in halacha, that we won't move on until we take a look at what the Badei HaShulchan has to say, until we see some of our chosen should be in Aliyas Neshama for revival. Okay.